This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live launching into the third hour of the show. As always, you're invited here to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Johnson, you've got what I would call kind of a related story. We've been talking about the economy and business regulations, and let's talk about the workers. Coming up, that's right around the corner. By the way, it's Ian here with you tonight.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
First, though, we go to David. He's calling us from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I had that exact same experience in school with attendance as Laurel did, and I was given the exact same line, but, you know, different set of circumstances, but the same thing. And they did that to me. Even
you're referring to, just so for our listeners just tuning in, you're referring to the story Laurel told earlier, where she was threatened by a school administrator over simply wanting to take her kids to Disney World.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't get so far. They didn't threaten me with the police, but they definitely made an issue of it. And I was actually not going to Disney World, or at least I didn't think of it as Disney World. I was actually alternately driving and actually flying an airplane 100 miles from my hometown up to the big city in Minneapolis to attend college courses at the University of Minnesota when I was not at school. And they still didn't like it, because when I was not at school, they were not getting the daily dole from the government for my attendance. So, and that just fits right into the overall scheme of things. Government racketeering, virtually everything, every operation that governments do, virtually every one of them is somehow tied to racketeering, and that's one of them, because they were threatening to put you in jail because you were not providing them with an item, being a living, breathing child, that they could make money off of. So you were hurting their revenue, and they were going to put you in prison over that revenue. And if they did that,
no, she wouldn't make it to prison. It'd just be jail.
Well, jail, yeah. And then while you were in jail, if you were somebody without family, like many people are nowadays, then your child would be put in child protective service.
Right,
and that is. Yeah, and that is.
And then good luck getting them back, because then they'll argue that, oh, you're not a responsible parent because you went to jail.
Yeah, the state is going to file the state is going to go against you, which is different than my case. In my case, the other parent is taking me to court, and the state is the enforcer and the bully. But in your case, the state would have come after you and opened up a court case against you as an unfit parent, potentially. And then want to extract your child from your life. And, you know, once again, that's child trafficking. And people are making money off of it, because then the workers that work for the state doing child protective service, they're getting paid. Mm-hmm. The judge is getting paid to administer the case. The prosecutor is getting paid to bring the case. The social workers are getting paid to provide their expert services in and out of the courtroom. If you get your parental rights terminated temporarily or permanently, then the foster care system is, the foster parents are getting paid a monthly stipend, and they're getting taxpayer food expenses.
Many of whom are abusive, and we've seen stories of foster parents locking children in cages, for instance, feeding them the most barest of bare sustenance just so they can maximize the paycheck. Make the paycheck go as far as it can go for them, you know, the parents, but not for the child. Of course, plenty of other abusive situations have been entered into. We've even seen stories where bureaucrats who work for the child so-called protection services agencies are actually perverts and, you know, child pornographers and abusers and sick stuff, man. Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Of course, we're all forced to pay for it. You don't like it? You don't like them stealing people's children from other folks? Well, if you don't pay, then they'll come and they'll steal your house from you. And if you try to stay in your house and you try to tell them that it's not their house to take, then they're going to use guns to get you out of that house. And then, of course, they've separated you from your kids in that case, and good luck getting them back, like David was pointing out. So, I mean, what that teacher or that administrator didn't say to you when you were talking with them, Laurel, is that we own your kids. But that's basically what they were saying to you, that we will do what we want. You won't do what you want unless you have our permission.
Unless you pull the kids out of school and leave the public school system, essentially.
And that's easier in some places than it is in others. So.
Fairly easy in Texas, thank goodness.
Yeah, Texas would probably be one of the better states. But we've heard in California that it is very difficult to get kids out of the government schools in California. Mm-hmm. And that there are, you know, the teachers' unions and the politicians that back them are incredibly hostile towards homeschooling and towards unschooling out in California, that it's, you know, good luck mm-hmm. getting through whatever hoops that they put in front of you. That for people that have, kids, you might want to look into some of these states where homeschooling isn't as regulated. In some states, they want, like, your curriculum from you. They want you to ask permission or get some sort of, you know, teacher-approved curriculum or whatever. There's all these dumb rules that they try to put on parents that want to homeschool, and some other states are less restrictive.
Texas is one of the best.
Yeah. Let's continue. We got Paul. He's in Los Angeles. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Paul? Johnson.
This sounds like it's going to be 855. I didn't recognize him there at first. 855, 450, free. Sounded like he was trying to put a little Texas twang on there. All right, we go on.
Yeah.
855, 450, free. So, Johnson, let's talk about the workers in America. What's your story?
Okay, so I have a story here from jacobinmag.com.
Jacobin. It's basically a left-wing rag, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
The story is from Matt Brunig. But interestingly enough,
let's just get a little bit of background here on Jacobin. It is a Democratic Socialist quarterly magazine based in New York, just to give you some idea of what's about to come. I've not read the article, but just to set the stage.
Actually, ironically, the point that they make kind of works against their, like, thesis.
Oh, really? Yeah. They just don't realize it?
Yeah.
So okay. It's not just left, it's left authoritarian if it's socialist.
Democratic Socialist. Yeah. Offering American leftist perspectives on politics, economics, and culture.
So the article says here, the title is, U.S. workers are paying high taxes, but without any of the benefits. Comparing labor tax rates across countries is a tricky endeavor. Some countries rely mostly on income and payroll taxes charged to workers, others on payroll taxes charged to employers. And
it's not that different.
Yeah. Still others on compelling workers and employers to pay private parties who provide pension and health insurance products. To get an apples-to-apples comparison, you have to normalize all of these various schemes into a single labor tax concept that actually reflects just how much labor compensation is being put towards compulsory payments of one sort or another. OECD produces a number of taxing wages publications that each year
permit real page turners
permit this sort of cross-country comparison. Actually, there is some data that the OECD puts out that is very interesting. If you ever look up Hans Rosling's, he talks about how basically the entire world is getting richer. There's a project called gapminder.org, GAP.
I don't know if you were here, but no, you wouldn't have been because it was Mark who actually reported on this, but maybe it's about what you were going to say, is that the amount of poor people has been shrinking dramatically.
Yeah. Capitalism has basically been lifting the entire planet out of poverty. Like, you know, even in these horrible countries, it's still having an effect to drag people out of poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking and screaming in some cases.
And, like, significant numbers.
Give me my socialism! Right. I can't have freedom! Ah!
And we're talking about significant numbers of population in just the last 20 years.
Right.
So more coming up here from your story about the workers. What does the Jacobin magazine have to say about it?
Yeah.
And taxes 855-450-FREE. And you know, I don't agree with forcing people to pay into retirement plans or whatever, so I would agree that that's a bad thing. But if, you know, people need options, and they should be able to choose. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to join us here, take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. If you want to join us on the radio, you can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you, so jump into one of those rooms, and we will get you on the air with us tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
talking about the workers and, of course, the Democratic Socialists over at the Jacobin magazine have a few things to say about it. Johnson, you wanted to share that with us here tonight. We're going to continue with that. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And, by the way, the good news, first of all, good news for DLive was they survived their stress test, which, you know, having the number one YouTube channel in the world come onto your platform to do exclusive live streaming, PewDiePie is his name, is going to bring a bunch of new users to your system.
Oh, you bet.
And it held up fine. PewDiePie did his live broadcast on Sunday for the first time, and basically he gave away a bunch of cryptocurrency to...
Blockchain does scale.
Well, we're not sure how they're doing the video streaming. I don't think it has anything to do with blockchain, personally, because blockchain's an incredibly inefficient system. You know, it's good for transparency. It's good for
redundancy. How does library work, right? I mean, how does...
Yeah.
You know, there are some blockchain streaming applications that are in existence that seem to work pretty well.
Can you stream through library? I don't think you can.
There's a site, spee.ch, that does just that.
Really?
Yeah.
That allows live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, I know about library, and I didn't even know that was possible. All right, well, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. Cool, because all of our archives are up there on library, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so if you want to follow us on DLive, it's our new video streaming platform. We're still on YouTube. We're still on Twitch. You can go to dlive.lrn.fm. The nice thing about DLive is it's a newer platform. It's only been around for like a year or so before they finally brought PewDiePie in, and now, of course, it's exploding in popularity as a result of that.
I don't know. Maybe things will change, but to quote somebody else who's here, it's not the platform for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I looked at it and I'm like,
on Twitch. You do your own channel on Twitch.
Yeah. And as I've been looking at it, I just looked at how it's laid out, how it's designed, the community and I would say
the community, at least of callers, has been better. The DLive callers have actually, like, identifiably, we haven't really had any issue with DLive callers.
Right.
When we've asked them where they've called from, they've been calling from DLive, and they've actually had something useful and interesting to say. So I don't know what, maybe it's just coincidence or whatever. We're still pretty new there, so who knows. But just from a game streamer's perspective, which we don't do a whole lot of that on our channel, we'll do it every now and then. Like, I played some Overwatch the other night for the first time in, like, 3 months or something like that.
Right.
But, you know, you're relatively new on Twitch. You're newer than our channel is.
Yeah, so I would be in a position to more easily switch.
Because I know Matt Oblasto, who was kind of like my introduction to Twitch, she's made the flip to DLive and is getting as much, if not more, viewers there than she got on Twitch.
Right.
Because it's easier to stand out on a platform where you're not competing against 2 million.
But what's
going to
happen when that changes real fast? You know, like, in other words, once this platform starts to get bigger.
Yeah, sure.
Which will happen quickly now.
Very quickly now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then there should be some sort of probably an equilibrium, and it's like, then what happens? And so,
I don't know.
You know, yeah.
I don't know, but you know, for our purposes, I have the ability to stream to more than one place simultaneously,
right.
So why not?
Right.
I know that somebody pointed out that on Twitch there is a rule saying you have to exclusively stream to Twitch for like the first 24 hours, or that the content has to be exclusive to Twitch. And my argument is our content is different. The content is at 480p on DLive and at 720p on Twitch.
Right.
So Twitch is getting an exclusive. They're getting our exclusive HD quality feed.
Right.
You can't get that on any other platform.
Right.
So that's kind of my argument. Nobody's ever, I mean, maybe they've reported us for it, but Twitch has never, you know, they haven't banned the channel. Although they might tonight, because if you stay tuned on both Twitch and DLive, we're going to put them to the test again. Aria DiMezzo is in our studio awaiting her Aria Uncensored Episode 2, which is going to be coming up. We'll be only on those video streaming platforms. So DLive.LRN.FM, follow us there.
That's who I was quoting. So we might find out soon that DLive is, in fact, going to be the platform for Aria after tonight.
Oh, wait, you were quoting Aria.
Yeah, I was quoting Aria.
But wait, you yourself are in favor or against DLive? Sorry.
I'm saying that DLive, I'm not really against DLive. I've just kind of chosen and decided to switch or to stick to Twitch.
I see.
He's delightphobic.
And I believe Arya was saying as well that she wants to stick to Twitch.
Oh, okay.
But that might change after tonight. Who knows?
Well, tonight she's going to be on both.
Right.
And the concern last time was that we would get kicked off of Twitch because Arya was planning on being topless.
Right.
And the Twitch rules on, like, community guidelines, as they call them, for nudity and that kind of thing, are not clear at all when it comes to toplessness on the platform.
Right.
You can interpret it to where basically no nudity, including male nipples, is even allowed. But on the other hand, we've done topless episodes of Free Talk Live during the summertime. It gets hot.
Right.
And
I was not there.
You were not. And there's no obligation to be topless. In fact, you would probably violate whatever rules there are because you're arguably a female.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't checked for myself, so I'm just going to say that it's believed. And I suspect the Twitch administrators would believe you're a female as well.
Uh-huh.
But what happens when a trans person takes their top off on video? Does that put them in an awkward situation where, on one hand, they want to be accepting and welcoming to trans people? On the other hand, is this female toplessness if the person identifies as female, or is it still male toplessness and therefore okay? Which is why I wouldn't blame them if their policy was no nipples from anybody whatsoever,
right.
But it's not clear that that's what their policy is. No nudity is allowed.
It's too bad we don't know anybody locally who has the wherewithal and the courage to come on, who is a I'm very tired.
Female to male?
Yes. Who could then
I don't know.
Also go topless and say, but
which,
I identify as male, so they're male nipples.
Right, whose breasts are bigger? I mean, is it the size? Is it the aerial?
Only
offensive on
and
females?
And have you do the stream together so that if Twitch ever says something, that they have to explain one way or the other,
mm-hmm.
and they have to clarify, well, which one is it? Is it the male identifying or the female identifying person that caused the issue?
I suspect they would not feel they had to explain any of those things and would probably just shut you down without explanation.
I have a feeling the media would tell them otherwise.
Well, yeah, that is part of the troll, is to set them up to ban a trans person and then make hay out of it,
right.
Essentially. So the smart thing to do from their part would be to leave the stream alone, and that's actually what they ended up doing last time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tune in over at dlive.lrn.fm or twitch.lrn.fm, so if you want the HD, it's on Twitch. If you want the SD quality, the normal lower resolution, DLive's got that. And that's actually a good thing because some people do want the choice. Some people, they don't have the bandwidth to handle 720p on
right.
Twitch, so DLive gives them an option. So that's coming up at 10 p.m. Eastern time or just after 10 p.m. Eastern on those streams, so stay tuned for that. On our internet video streams, we continue with more from the Jacobin, Johnson, the story you brought in about workers and I'm not really sure what else, so we'll get into it on Free Talk Live. I haven't read the story. 855-450-FREE, and your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
congressional Democrats are looking for more documents from the Trump administration. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee and two of its subcommittees want Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan to turn over any information related to a pardon that was supposedly offered to him by the president. Recent reports quoted Mr. Trump a few weeks ago saying he'd pardon McAleenan if he went to jail for denying the entry of migrants into the country. There was a lockdown at Columbine High School and other Denver area schools. Authorities are looking for an 18-year-old white female. Jefferson County Sheriff's spokesman, Mike Taplin.
Last night, Sol Pius traveled here to Colorado, and she made threats to commit an act of violence in this area. She is armed and considered to be extremely dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I'm Johnson.
And we're going to your phone calls, then more to the story that Johnson brought to share with us tonight about the workers. But first, let's go to Foxy G on the line here. And I apologize, I should have screened you to make sure your audio was good, but hoping that it'll work out. Foxy G, are you with us?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, actually, it worked out. Good, good, good. Welcome.
I take a little bit of pride in my audio setup here, so I appreciate any feedback.
You've done well, and you apparently found us again tonight on DLive. I saw you come into the chat room saying, LRN's here?
Yeah, man, it's been wild. I don't know if you saw my chat. I know a bunch of you guys from the old Porkfest days. I met you guys almost 9 years ago.
Damn.
At Porkfest 2010. I still have the I came, I saw Make It Hot t-shirt that
nice.
I believe Johnson
I
made,
did.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's hanging in my closet right now.
That's a small world.
You know what's
man.
Funny? I never got one of those.
One of the shirts you made?
Yeah, one of the shirts I made. I never got one.
Oh, well. Can't win them
well,
all.
I don't know, back in February I started streaming over here, so I'm kind of on the same boat with you guys. I don't stream on Twitch, I stream over on Mixer, and then I heard about this new platform that runs off of the blockchain, and I said, oh, I gotta check this out. And sure enough, like, this has become my new home.
Really? And why is it better? What was it that made you decide to go with DLive?
I don't want to use the word better. I want to use the word different.
Hmm.
And the reason I say that is because you have your hardcore gamers out there. That's all they care about. Over here on DLive, the actual D itself stands for decentralized.
Are you sure about that? Because that's what we speculated, but we weren't sure. I don't know if any of us ever saw it written anywhere.
The marketing director told me that.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like I believe him, but he might have just been blowing smoke a little bit there, too, at the same time. Who knows? As far as I'm concerned, that's what it means to me.
We still haven't been able to find any kind of, like, program that's like the equivalent of a full node. So for listeners that aren't familiar in the world of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, for instance, there are about 10 or 11,000 what they call full nodes. These are people that have a copy of the entire blockchain, which is every transaction that's ever occurred. That's the ledger, basically. They've got that copy of that, which is like 200 gigabytes right now. It's huge. It just keeps getting bigger, just keeps getting added to. So you got to have a lot of space and, you know, the ability to run this thing. But we couldn't find anything like that for DLive. Have you been shown any tools like that to kind of like add your server or your computer to the network?
Not specifically for mining purposes or anything like that. As far as I understand it, they have a certain amount of what they, I guess they call them validators.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get to that level after you have a certain amount of locked Lino points, as well as what I guess I should call liquid Lino points. So there's kind of a difference between the two. Every time you get a certain amount of Lino points, you can lock them in.
And then you
can't use them anymore to say tip a streamer that you like, or, you know, give to somebody else. It basically just locks it into the point where you're collecting more Lino points off of a certain percentage that was gifted to other streamers during that day.
And these are, by the way, the points you're talking about are the cryptocurrency or the purported cryptocurrency that's behind the DLive platform. So they've also said that people that have these locked points will be able to participate in like a decentralized autonomous organization or some sort of decision-making apparatus. Have you been introduced to that since you've been around since February on this platform? Does that exist yet?
Yep. And so far I've been asked one question. It's the same question every time I go to claim my locked points rewards. So they're still working on that. It is, as you mentioned earlier, it's a very, you know, new platform, so they're still working on a lot.
Right, as I understand it, it's still in what they call a testnet status, meaning that,
right,
you know, they're taking real money. Like, you can buy these Lino points with a credit card, with PayPal, with other cryptocurrencies. So they're taking real money in, and they're handing out these Lino points, and then in reverse, they're handing out real money in return for the Lino points. So it's an effective, it's a working system, but it's not to the point where you can actually take the Lino points and go on a Bitcoin exchange and exchange them outside of the DLive system. So it does seem to be a very early concept, and they've been around for like a year from what I understand it. So they must have thought they were ready for prime time by bringing over, I mean, PewDiePie, mm-hmm. the number one YouTube
right.
channel. I mean, it's a huge, I mean, to be able to poach the number one anything.
He's got 90 million subscribers.
Yeah. It's crazy. So that's cool, man. That's cool that we met you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Any plans to...
What if T-Series also jumps ship next?
They're up there. They're up on DLive.
Oh, they already are?
Yeah, see, I'd never heard of them before, like, a few days ago. This is the channel that's been competing with PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, on DLive the other day, I think it was Vincent who pointed it out to me. He said there was, like, a top two, and the T-Series was, like, they had topped PewDiePie for, like, a few hours or something like that. So,
on DLive already?
Yeah, on DLive.
Oh, my God. So the fight continues
on
DLive,
too. So can you explain
this
fight for listeners that, you know, you sound like you know a thing or two about
it? Yeah, so they've been going back and forth.
These are two YouTube channels that have been fighting.
Yeah, at 93 million subscribers. And I guess now, across platforms, there are 94. They're almost to 95 million subscribers each.
On YouTube?
I think it's now they're calculating it on the combined platform.
Oh, I see. Combined, okay.
And there are people who are subscribing to PewDiePie, not so much because they're fans, but because they support the whole idea of an independent creator, PewDiePie mm-hmm. is really just one guy. For a long time, it was just one guy. Mm-hmm. And then I think not too long ago, he hired
two people, I think,
for camera work and editing. But it's really, it's PewDiePie. Whereas T-Series is a big company.
Is it?
It was, yes, it's a big company in the
What
in
do
the
they do? US. Is it like a gaming, like they play video games on T-Series?
Music videos.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
They're Bollywood music videos, like that Bollywood videos and music videos from, like, you know, India. Which makes absolutely no sense that they would have a huge international audience, because the world mostly speaks English, not Hindi or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, Foxy G, were you just calling to talk shop?
I pretty much wanted to welcome you guys to D-Live let you know. It's very exciting to see you guys streaming over here. There's a lot of other freedom-oriented streams that have been popping up since PewDieception, as we've been calling it. So bring it on. I'm looking forward to checking in on you guys every night.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And hopefully they'll keep us out of the mature dungeon, because the one thing that has been, if there's any disappointment for me with D-Live, was that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, our stream was locked to the mature option, and that meant that we don't show on the main page by default, because anybody that's mature is by default not shown. You have to, like, throw a little toggle switch to see and it's not an easy-to-find toggle switch, necessarily. It's kind of pretty small. And so I contacted their tech support over the weekend, and it took them a couple days because I'm sure they're loaded with requests with the influx of new users. But they did finally get back to me, and they said that you're not on the mature tag anymore. So, you know, just make sure you follow the rules. But one of the rules on DLive is political talk is supposed to be labeled as mature. Doesn't matter what you're talking, you know, what your opinion is, you're supposed to be labeled as mature.
As long as they're doing it for everybody. As long as all political points of view are.
My argument is we are not a political talk show, because we are anti-politics typically. We're mostly find the Republicans and Democrats and such to be despicable politicians. I consider to be some of the worst human beings on the planet. So, you know, I don't think that was going to persuade them, but they did take the tag off, so I'm happy about that, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe with this decentralized autonomous organization that they're working on, maybe that rule can get voted away or can be removed at some point. So that's my hope. But otherwise, I've had a positive experience so far. So Foxy G, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, guys.
Check his channel out over there on DLive. What is it? DLive.tv/FoxyG. There you go. We got more coming up here, and you can join us. And hopefully Foxy G is going to get on up to Forkfest. Since he went to Porkfest a decade ago, check out forkfest.party to learn more about the upcoming Liberty Camping event that will be decentralized with no tickets, no bureaucrats, no board of directors. More coming up.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting weissparis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's weissparis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon top choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. There's 4 of them, actually, so hop into any one of those. We'll notice you there, and then we'll get you on the air with here with us, and that's including me, Ian.
I'm Laurel.
I'm Johnson.
Don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget we also have our live video streams, as I said, Aria Uncensored up next at dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm for those of you.
And don't forget to buy T-shirts.
Oh, thanks for the reminder on that. Over at,
LibertyMinded.com.
LibertyMinded, thank you. LibertyMinded.com. What's going on over there right now?
Nothing really new. I mean, I'm still just selling the same products. I haven't added anything new yet, but official Free Talk Lab merchandise. And,
it's still there.
It is still there.
And it is available. We've got hoodies. We've got T-shirts.
Offensive police-hating and socialist-hating products that are there if you want to trigger some people.
Is it hating when you're just
not really
making
hating.
Fun of them?
Not hating. I shouldn't say there's... Well, the police one is going to earn you some hate, probably, if you're wearing it.
Set people off.
Yeah, but, you know, like, there's just some triggering there. There's some, you know, one of the ones that's popular is the circular reasoning of government. I've got that one, which is those concentric circles
of words.
Circular logic. Those are there, and I will be adding more soon as I get time. I've just been swamped.
He is Johnson, and you can find him over at libertyminded.com. Some great T-shirts available for cryptocurrency, plus credit
Lots
cards and PayPal.
Cryptos.
That stuff, too. LibertyMinded.com, and we continue. Johnson, you were telling us about this article from the Jacobin. It's about the workers in the United States. Where did we leave off? We didn't get too far in.
So I'm going to just rehash and start over the paragraph that I was at. The OECD produces a number of page-turning, taxing wages publications each year that permit this sort of cross-country comparison. So, again, they're trying to compare what the actual amount that people are paying in taxes in different countries. Most of these publications focus on converting formal labor taxes into a standardized format that allows researchers to calculate comparable labor tax wedges across the various tax schemes. But formal taxes are limited because they omit non-tax compulsory payments, NTCPs. NTCPs are payments workers and employers are legally compelled to pay private parties.
So like the retirement package.
Sure.
NTC 401k is what they call it.
And you know, Social Security, I think all that stuff as well. NTCPs are no different from taxes except that...
Well, no, they wouldn't qualify as Social Security because they're talking about private companies.
Oh, right.
So they're specifically talking about, like, retirement, dental, or whatever.
Right. So NTCPs are no different from taxes except that NTCPs are made to private corporations like health insurance companies rather than to the government. So I guess even if you're paying, automatically to a health insurance company, that would be considered, forced payments.
But weren't the socialists the people who rallied to have health insurance coverage?
That's what I'm saying. This article doesn't necessarily make the point that you'd think it would.
Okay.
Occasionally, the OECD publishes the information that combines the formal taxes and NTCPs together in order to allow researchers to compare compulsory payment rates across countries. The last time they did this was in 2018. The 2018 OECD publication acknowledges that employer health insurance premiums in the United States are NTCPs because they are mandated under Obamacare's employer and individual mandates. But the publication nevertheless excludes employer health premiums from its U.S. NTCP calculations because the authors say these premiums cannot be modeled to their satisfaction. The apparent reason these mandated premiums are incompatible with the OECD's taxing wages model is that they're open-ended payments. Employers and employees have to buy private insurance regardless of its cost. If the mandated premiums were set by law as a fixed sum per worker or percentage of payroll, as in other countries, then they could be included in the figures. The OECD,
so is that what they're asking for?
They're advocating socialized medicine, basically.
Yeah.
They're saying that there should be a set amount per worker for healthcare coverage, is what they're saying there?
Well, they're just trying to document exactly what workers are paying. And he's kind of going in, laying out what he's done to actually show these tax rates, what the overall tax rate is, including these NTCPs. So here's the kind of crux. He says the OECD may not be able to include employer-based health insurance premiums into its model, but I certainly can. And when I add them into the OECD model, I find that the average American worker has one of the highest compulsory payment rates in the developed world.
Well, this comes back around to what we were talking about. Like I said, this might tie in with Laurel's story without having read it, and it does. Because we were talking about the market power, this measurement that I'd never heard of before, but measuring how much above a competitive level they could charge, they can increase their profits, that they can just arbitrarily increase the amount of profit that they're making on whatever. Basically, you've got a similar situation here where these health insurance companies are given guaranteed audience or guaranteed customers because everybody who works is forced into paying into one of these systems. Mm-hmm. And so they can just charge whatever they want to charge, basically.
I'm going to try and skip around a little bit to simplify this. I mean, he basically goes into talking about how coverage is broken down, single payer, paid by the employer or by the employee. He's talking about how you can compute a compulsory payment rate that is comparable to the compulsory payment rate the OECD produces for other countries. Basically, he says, to be clear about what I'm doing here, the following graph provides a detailed breakdown of the difference between what we normally think of as the employee taxes and the OECD concept of compulsory payments. This is a graph for a married wage earner with two kids who earns the average wage and has a family insurance plan through their employer. And it basically shows the different employee tax, labor tax, and then with compulsory payments. And you see that with the compulsory payments, it's like four times as large. We're talking like
as the tax, as the like, compulsory tax.
Yeah, like the employee tax is below $10,000. With the labor tax, it's above $10,000. With all the compulsory payments, it's above $30,000.
Wow.
You know,
and this is for one person?
Yeah, that's for one. A married worker with two kids.
Okay.
So yeah, one person, but gotcha. Married with two kids. If you're going to count employer-side payroll taxes and employee employer premium contributions towards the labor tax burden, then you're also going to need to count those things as worker pay.
Sure. So like the, what is it, 13.5% or whatever that goes to Social Security, there's a chunk of that, half of it, that is taken out before it makes it to the paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
That's money that they would otherwise be paying the worker if they weren't forced to, because they have to allocate that money to that worker. That's part of their payroll.
Yep.
And so they're willing to pay that to have you employed. You just don't get to, you don't see it. It doesn't even show up on your paycheck.
So he makes another graph here that mirrors the one above, except it shows what the average wage really is when you count all the employer's labor costs, not just the cash that it pays to the employee. So it shows, like, if you were just paying wages, the employee makes a little bit, you know, like $52,000 a year or something like that. But if you
after taxes, after all the extractions.
That might be their gross. That's their gross wages.
Okay.
And then their gross wages, if you add the employer tax in, it's like $55,000, $58,000, something like that. And then if you add in the plus employer premium, then it's up above $70,000 a year.
And that includes the health insurance and
all that.
If we didn't have to pay all of these taxes and government mandated things, you'd be making $70,000 a year.
If you were if you were an average American, essentially.
And if you could keep all that money and then go shopping for insurance.
Imagine that.
Then what would that do to the prices?
But I don't know if they're trying to make that point, even though it seems extremely obvious and clear.
Right,
I don't think that this commie publication is trying to make this
point. No, he already advocated what he wanted earlier. Yeah. He wanted a set amount to come out of every employee's paycheck.
Yeah. So he says, finally, we can divide each labor tax concept by each pay concept to show the difference between what we often think of as the employee tax rate and the actual compulsory payment rate, the share of labor compensation going to tax and NTCP.
Well, if he were a true communist, he would be advocating for the elimination of paychecks and just having everybody just do work for the sake of work.
So this is insane. Employee tax, 14%, right? That's what the average employee is paying tax. Labor tax, 21%. Compulsory payments, 43%.
Wow.
That's the rate that's being paid. The comprehensive measure.
Well, this is what people wanted, right? They wanted to not have to think. They wanted to not have to, let me just get a job, and then all my, you know, health care needs will be covered, and I won't have to actually shop around, and I won't have to, you know, figure anything out.
This is why I don't like people getting health insurance through employment. I think we should stop doing that altogether.
It's a terrible plan.
Because it discourages people from being self-employed.
Yeah, so this puts it in perspective that in America how bad it actually is. This is like, it's funny that they're finding this, like, real figure that compares us to Europe. The comprehensive measure shows that a married couple with two kids that makes the average wage pays over 43% of their income in compulsory payments of one sort or another. Health premiums are 26.4% of the 43.2 points.
It's brutal.
There's more to this article. I mean, well, you know, I'll hand it over to you or whatever.
Yeah, we'll share it on the social medias over at twitter.freetalklive.com.
We're only behind the Netherlands in how much we pay of our income.
Toot.freetalklive.com for our Mastodon and telegram.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
We're losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.